Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today if you've been listening already. You're a highly intelligent individual. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Look what you got to look forward to. Every minute you listen to the Small Business Advocate Show, your IQ goes up exponentially. And I know you can't wait for that. I can't either. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show. Bart Mahan, ladies and gentlemen, is a very important small business owner because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has designated him one of the top seven small businesses of the year. And in about a month, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C., helping the U.S. Chamber celebrate their version of Small Business Week. I'm going to be, for the second time in a row, I'm going to be moderating a panel down there for them, and I will get to meet Bart and the other six members, one of whom you've already met last week. You met one of the other seven winners, and on that day when we're in Washington, the top small business person will be chosen. But right now, I want you to meet Bart. He is the founder and the CEO of a company called Buggies Unlimited. They make accessories for golf carts, and that makes him a pretty cool guy, in my opinion. Bart, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, you're in Kentucky.
Yes, Richmond, Kentucky, right on the interstate.
You represent that geographical quadrant of the or sector of the United States that they've split the chamber, the U.S. chamber split the country up into seven regions, and you represent the region there in Heartland America, Bart. And now your company, and by the way, congratulations on being chosen by the U.S. chamber. What an honor. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Jim. On behalf of all the associates here, I appreciate that.
Well, how many associates do you have?
Right now, we're up to 55, Jim.
All right. Now, how old is your company?
The company was founded in 1997 as strictly a regional golf cart dealership, but we were reborn or reinvented in 2002 as a multi-channel retailer of golf cart gear through the Internet and through mail order.
Have we met before?
I haven't had the pleasure, Jim.
Your story is awfully familiar to me, and I don't know where I've crossed. I've seen your story. I guess maybe I just imagined that surely there was somebody out there doing this. But anyway, your story is awfully familiar. But we will. I'm assuming you're going to be in Washington in a month or so.
That is correct.
You're going to come down. That's going to be like I think it's the first week of May. I've forgotten the exact dates. I don't know if you have them handy or not. But anyway, your company makes accessories for golf carts. Now, tell us what that means.
Jim, actually, we're a distributor and an outsourcing manufacturer of golf cart gear, we like to call it. We sell golf cart accessories to hyper-accessorize golf carts.
So if I really wanted to pimp out my golf cart, I could come to you. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. We ship 350 to 700 orders a day, Jim, of golf cart gear.
Wow. So if I wanted my golf cart to have mag wheels and risers and, you know, straight pipes and things like that, you could help me with that.
The only problem you would have is getting through the multi-selection that we have online or in our catalog.
Chromed. I want my golf cart chromed up.
That's right.
That's great. Well, So tell us now. You started out as a distributor of golf carts.
Yes, Jim. In 1997, we started out just being a local golf cart dealership that sold golf carts, serviced them, rented them, and we floundered around. I made probably every mistake you could as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And finally, with the dot-com crash in the spring of 2000. Followed up by the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks, it virtually took away, dried up our market from the retirees and golf cart communities that were buying golf carts from us. They just kind of, their 401ks dried up and there wasn't that discretionary income.
Their 401ks became 101ks.
You got it.
Now, did you think it was over? Did you think, you know, the jig's up?
Well, it really was, actually. I feel like the Rocky Balboa of entrepreneurs. I've been knocked down on the mat so many times, and I probably shouldn't have gotten back up. We were virtually on the brink of bankruptcy back in 2002, and we decided to change direction and dump our golf carts, sell them off on about 25 cents on a dollar, get rid of them, and get seed money to come out with our fourth website and a mail order catalog.
So basically, we're talking about the phoenix rising from the ashes. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hold on to that thought. Folks, this is a great story, and I bet many of you are nodding your head knowingly because you've been where Bart has been. Maybe you're there now, and if you are, you're going to want to hear about how he pulled this off. 2012, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, an outstanding award-winning small business owner, Bart Mahan, M-A-H-A-N, and he's the founder and the CEO of Buggies Unlimited. And if you want to get your golf cart pimped out, folks, and I'm just having a little bit of fun here. Don't get excited. You can do that now. You know, Bart, and by the way, folks, he's the one of seven small businesses in the country chosen by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce as one of the top small business owners in the country, and has an opportunity to be chosen. He will be one of the seven chosen. One of the seven, I should say, will be chosen to be the Small Business of the Year, chosen by the U.S. Chamber. Now, what are some examples of what I might buy for my golf cart?
Well, Jim, a big fad going around the country presently is people take golf carts that come off lease and take them in the aftermarket for other than golf purposes, and they put lift kits.
Run around the neighborhood or something like that.
Yeah, they put lift kits on them and ATV tires and wheels and roll bars, roll cages.
Are these electric ones? They do this too.
Both electric and gas, Jim.
Yeah.
Electric, if the technology has advanced profoundly the last several years, and so now the market's merging that way.
So, folks, when you heard me say pimp out your golf cart, you thought I was teasing, but that's actually what they're doing, isn't it, Bart?
That's correct. It's a phenomenon.
Well, you know, I don't think I've ever seen one of those. I've got to see one. But the reason I was asking that question is because, obviously, on the golf course, you don't want to have a radio on your golf cart, and the big Tundra tires don't work either, do they?
Well, not on the golf course, but the radios, we actually sell probably 50 radios a day to the aftermarket.
Well, so these are people who maybe want to go across. Do these carts become like an alternative to a four-wheel ATV or something like that?
Absolutely, Jim. A lot of parents don't want their 8 to 15-year-old children on the four-wheel ATVs because
they got too much power, don't they?
Correct. They're more dangerous, and so they pacify them with buying a golf cart, and then they hyper-accessorize it over the next few years. It becomes their identity.
That's so funny. Well, you know, Bart, what your story? This your company rising out of the ashes, like you say, you're basically bankrupt in 2002, and you said, you know what? I've either got to attack this thing or give up. And you said, I'm going to attack. You had an idea. Who knew that it was no way for you to know that it was going to catch on like this, although I know you're a smart guy. But in those days, having, you know, coming off of some less than stellar decisions, you had to have said, you know what, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Jim, it's true. We were virtually in 2002 weeks away, probably, from bankruptcy, and I guess desperate.
Well, probably weren't feeling too smart in those days, were you?
No, but I went back to my roots. I went back. I'd been in mail order for about 20 years, and I decided that maybe there were people around the country that wanted to be do-it-yourselfers, put the parts and accessories on themselves and not take it to their local dealer.
But the other thing that you did, which was a big part of your decision, which is, and this is something that I'd like to, this is a message that I'd like to get across to our listeners today, Bart, and that is that you said, you know what, I don't think I'm going to make it if I depend on the customers that I can see in my little neighborhood here. I need to go out and do business in other parts of the country, other parts of the world.
Well, that's exactly right. I had to change my mindset. I even hired a consultant to teach me about e-commerce. I was staying away from computers, wasn't an advocate of them. And I got an e-commerce firm to teach me about the pay-per-click method and how the spiders search websites. And I was spending as much as $2,000 a week for a period of about 6 months, Jim, to learn to change my mindset so I could go after this market.
Turns out it was a good investment, though, right?
Absolutely.
How long did it take you to go from saying, you know, and the reason I was saying what I did a minute ago about you looking in the mirror, so to speak, and saying, you know what, you must not be a very smart guy. I've been there. You know, I've done all that. And you know, all the things that you said that happened to you, those things have happened to me. You said you were a few weeks away from bankruptcy. I've been where I thought I was an hour away from bankruptcy before. You know, you've heard of people say, I take one day at a time. We were where we were taking it 1 hour at a time. You know, so I've been there. I know about all those things. I know about those feelings. But how long was it when you said, okay, here's my new direction. I'm committing to it. And it's a blend of the old, what you knew, and the new, what you were about to learn. How long did it take you to say, you know what, I think maybe I'm onto something here?
Jim, it happened relatively fast. I don't have time to tell you the whole deal, but in the short scheme of things, in August of 2002 was our first month of just mail order and internet-only golf cart gear, and we sold $36,000 worth of golf cart gear in August of 2002. This year, right now, presently, just 3.5-4 years later, we are doing in excess of $1.5 million a month.
A month?
A month.
Holy
golf cart gear.
Holy mackerel.
It's been phenomenal. I've surrounded myself with a team of associates that are second to none.
But who knew that there was $12 million worth of opportunity, $15 million or whatever, your maybe $18 million, I don't know, I didn't do all the math
18.
Very well there, of golf cart stuff that's not even for things, not even for golf carts that are going to be on the golf course.
It's just,
only in America, Bart, could you pull something like that off. Stand by. Quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bart if he's shipping anything outside of the continental United States. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Baltimore, Maryland. And I'm excited to continue to introduce you to Bart Mahan. He's the founder and the president of Buggies Unlimited. And if you put a .com on that, folks, buggiesunlimited.com, you'll find his outstanding website and the website that basically, saved his bacon. Right, Bart?
Absolutely, Jim.
Bart, tell us, by the way, folks, you know, this is a very elaborate website. There are a lot of things there, and I encourage you to check it out. If you don't want to buy something for your golf cart, at least go there and see what he's talking about, how that happened, how he made that happen. And you got some cool ideas here. Mother's Day gift gallery, are you saying that people can buy buggy accessories for Mother's Day?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Women represent probably 60% of our business, Jim. We have found
I'm not surprised about that.
They control the checkbooks in most families.
In most families, in all the families. And, you know, whenever you see a bunch of guys going off to play golf, there is nothing on that golf cart except maybe some beer and a Coke or something like that. But you see women in their golf carts. And they got little doilies. I mean, they might have doilies on the seat. I mean, it looks different than guys. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, I can see that women would be interested in this. All right, are you doing business overseas? Are you exporting at all?
We do probably more than we should, in the sense, Jim, that it's very cumbersome. And
why is that?
There's to get through customs. It's so much more paperwork and documentation that you have.
Have you ever worked with the U.S. Commercial Services?
Maybe our staff has. I haven't, Jim.
You need to make sure you know those guys. That's what they do. They help you clear those hurdles.
I'm making a note.
U.S. Commercial Services. I'm going to give you let's make contact, and I'm going to give you the names of some people. Go to export.gov.
Okay.
Export.gov. There's a U.S. Commercial Service office somewhere in Kentucky that will help you with this. And those guys, it's their job, it's their role in life, their purpose in life is to help companies like yours grease the skids to get the goods through and get you your money back.
I'll check it out, Jim. Am I going to get a bill for this advice?
No, you won't at all. But you have to promise me two things. If you can't find who you need, call me and I'll get you in touch with exactly the right people.
I'll do it off the air.
And number two, if it works out or if it doesn't work out, call me and tell me how it happened. What happened?
I will. Thank you.
Because I think you've got a great story, and I know that in places like Japan or somewhere like that, I know you could sell a lot more stuff over there. And you could throw me a little commission if you wanted to, if it works out for you there, Bart. Okay, tell me your key to success.
Well, I'd say in this venture, it's two things, Jim. It's going to be credit cards and Google.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I feel like with what I spend with Google each month, I should be on a first name basis with Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the founders.
And that's because of the ad spots you buy.
The pay per click. Yes, we spend $50,000 a month on average with Google. The only way I can justify it is.
I hope you bought stock.
What's that?
I hope you bought some of their stock.
I should have. I've got. But it's our sales rep that never goes to sleep, never calls in sick. It's on the job 24/7.
Right, and that's been the key to your success has been getting yourself out there on Google and on. Do you do business with anybody besides Google?
Yes, Yahoo is actually that's split between Yahoo and Google.
I got you. Well, good. I'm glad you're spreading your money around a little bit.
Yes.
And the other key.
The other key was credit cards, and I mean that from a standpoint that where to go when the banks say no, Jim. Credit cards have kept both of my companies propped up during crisis times by taking cash advances, and that influx of money from credit cards has kept me alive.
I don't know how many times I've heard people say that in the troubled times that they relied on their credit cards and it was expensive. But it had to be done, and I've heard that story a lot. The company is called Buggies Unlimited. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his outstanding website. The founder and the CEO is Bart Mahan. He's one of the top seven small business persons of the year, chosen by the U.S. Chamber, and he and I will be together, I think, on the 11th of May. Isn't that right, Bart?
Absolutely, Jim.
In Washington, D.C., at the U.S. Chamber's offices. Bart, congratulations. I'm proud of you, and good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Look forward to meeting you.
You too. Take care of yourself.
Bart
Mahan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American small business owner. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame signing off from Baltimore, Maryland. I'll be here one more day. Tomorrow I'll be here as well, and I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.